Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 374. Folks, we're getting played for the Civil War. I'm going to just cover a bunch of articles, information, insights on this fake left-right narrative on how ultimately it'll be this false light, this Luciferian New Age movement, part of this AI God that we've always talked about, biohacking you. Don't get caught up in these camps. Pray against it. It's obviously the left is so dark and so wicked, but you also got to recognize the solution is false light. It's Lucifer light. We've proven that within this ministry multiple times, and people are so duped. But I want to cover Trump praying to Schneerson. What does Schneerson stand for? I want to play a video as well of what happened at their corporate headquarters under the tunnel, according to somebody that belongs to that organization, Chabad Lupovich. You can't make this stuff up. No, we're going to tie in Noahide laws as well within this VCast. And also some potential false flags. If something hits the news, they're telling you this for a reason. Now, on the left, the communist, I mean, at the end of the day, these are pure communists, but I want to play Kamala Harris's video here on C-SPAN calling out Trump as being Hitler-like. This is just, it's fascinating to me. It's absolutely fascinating to me because if you're on the left and you hear this, you are going to be petrified. This is by design to make the left fearful, scared. Let's roll it.
So yesterday we learned that Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had. Donald Trump said that because he does not want a military that is loyal to the United States Constitution. He wants a military that is loyal to him. He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally, one that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States. In just the past week, Donald Trump has repeatedly called his fellow Americans the enemy from within, and even said that he would use the United States military to go after American citizens. And let's be clear about who he considers to be the enemy from within. Anyone who refuses to bend a knee or dares to criticize him would qualify in his mind as the enemy within, like judges, like journalists, like nonpartisan election officials. It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man who is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of Americans. All of this is further evidence for the American people of who Donald Trump really is. This is a window into who Donald Trump really is, from the people who know him best, from the people who worked with him side by side in the Oval Office and in the Situation Room. And it is clear from John Kelly's words that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, who in fact vowed to be a dictator on day one and vowed to use the military as his personal militia to carry out his personal and political vendettas. Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable. And in a second term, people like John Kelly would not be there to be the guardrails against his propensities and his actions. Those who once tried to stop him from pursuing his worst impulses would no longer be there, and no longer be there to rein him in. So the bottom line is this. We know what Donald Trump wants. He wants unchecked power. The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want? Thank you.
Now, what's funny is the left burned down cities with Antifa and Black Lives Matters. I mean, it was pure lawlessness. Let's be honest there. But this is a script. They're getting us ready for civil war. They're getting us ready for civil war. And personally, I think they shake hands behind the scenes. Don't fall for any of this. Do not get engaged. I mean, protect yourself, protect your family, but get simple. Pray against this crap. And Kamala Harris, we've covered her a couple podcasts, how she said she wants to take patents from companies. She went on to say X needs to play by the rules. What rules? Like Facebook and others. That's censorship. So this is one big New World Order crowd. They need to destroy the United States. And don't be kidded who's controlling both sides. All right, I just found this kind of funny how Trump calls Governor Tim Walz Tampon Tim. I wasn't sure why he did, but what's interesting is an article from CBS. The Trump campaign seeks to criticize Walz for the law claiming it requires school districts to supply tampons and pads to get this to both female and male bathrooms. I went to a college for graduation and they had tampons and maxi pads in a male bathroom. I'm like, what is going on here? What is this? I heard about it, but seeing it is another story. So Tampon Tim, you got to admit, it's kind of funny. Use humor to bring down wicked, evil systems. But don't get caught up in this right-left, because we're going to call out the false light of Trump. The Antichrist will come in as false light, whomever that is. You can see the playbook, because let your yay be yay and nay be nay. The flip-flopping with Trump is out of control, and he's said more things that destroy the Constitution than these leftist communists. Censorship happened underneath Trump. He could have written an executive order saying, no, you aren't doing this. He didn't do it. He was played the victim within this script. But here's the quote that shocked me. I missed this when I've done the grid on some of the things Trump says that are against the Constitution. Here we go. We're losing a lot of people because of the internet, and we have to do something. He's talking about Muslims here. There always will be a boogeyman. We have to go see Bill Gates and a lot of different people that really understand what's happening, and we have to talk to them. Maybe in certain areas, closing that internet up in some way, audience member cheers, the blind cheer. Somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. Trump goes on to say, these are foolish people. We have a lot of foolish people. We have a lot of foolish people. No, it starts censoring the Muslims. Then it goes on to people that are against the Gaza genocide. I mean, come on, man. They both want to censor, is my point. And it gets worse. J.D. Vance, there's something about J.D. Vance. I know he proclaims to be a Christian. There's just something about him, to me, that doesn't sit right. I don't know if it's too smooth for school. Just smooth and calculated. There's something off with him. I can't put my finger on it. And then I saw this tweet. This article covered this, and I went and found this tweet. This should keep you up at night, from J.D. Vance. American hospitals are overwhelmed. This is during the pandemic. It's time to take this seriously. So what's the solution, J.D. Vance? As a start, let's fire thousands of nurses who refuse to get the vaccine. That will help. How will that help? And if you know anything about building up your immunity, you want to get exposed to this without defiling yourself. So for a very sharp man, an Ivy Leaguer, really is kind of a foolish statement, J.D. Vance. And this guy has his hands all over the tech world. That's his background. And again, we know that this is an internet of body, wireless body area network, this AI god, this beast system, this all-knowing beast system, the fake Trinity. Go to SG Wellfire and type in fake Trinity. And I'm not saying thus says the Lord, because the UN's involved in this. There are different maps, but we covered the 10 kings of end times tech companies. There's something about this, because Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum said the last government will be Google 3.0. You can't make this stuff up. So how will the UN be incorporated into these 10 kings that probably will be tech companies? And if you read the UN Pact for the Future, they're all over AI tech. Creepy. This whole thing is creepy. And the big part of this fake trinity is defiling you, the temple of God. The seeds of men will not cleave. Daniel 2, iron mixed with clay, graphene oxide mixed in you. And I came across this not from my own wisdom, but from multiple dreams of this mind controlism tech when I first became a Christian in 2008. But I thought this was neat. This gentleman nailed it, where I'm going to read from The Guardian. Genetically engineered magnetoprotein remotely controls brain and behavior. I think I covered this article, but it's nice to see others jumping on board. We're getting the message out about this mind controlism tech, the seed war. The temple of God is you. The Antichrist will sit in the temple of God that is you, declaring himself God as you hook yourself up to this AI hive mind. But let's play this. And he's going to mention a cartoon. We covered a podcast of a cartoon called, and these people went in and got the smart mark, and then all of a sudden they were mind controlled. It's part of the satanic Kabbalah reveal of the secret, so the bad karma doesn't fall back on them. And I'm articulating this poorly, but they have to tell you what they're going to do to you, because then it's your free will to enslave yourself. But let's play this.
So here's an article I just came across, and what's interesting about it is, yes, I'm currently reading it. Yes, I believe it's true. And the crazy part is, what are the odds that the people that recently got the thing right here, now all of them, the jabbed, all of them are magnetic. We know someone who had it. We tried it. We tested it. It's true. What are the odds? Mind control works through the exact same way. Read this article. Also, food for thought. First thing my wife said, it's just like the chum bucket episode of SpongeBob. They put the thing on the head, they turn on the 5G, and voila, everyone is controlled by the principality of the air. Now, do you see how it all ties together? Ephesians 6:12 tells us who we're fighting. God bless you.
So part of the satanic reveal, we cover a cartoon, I think it was on Netflix, where they're programming your kids to take the mark of the beast. They call it the smart mark. Final Days Report 222, go check it out. And sure enough, the 5G, 6G had this mind controlism element to it. Can't make this up. Many pastors covered that same story. Now, again, the purpose of this is the left is going crazy, prepping its base for civil war, and the right is being perceived as this false light. Because never forget, Donald Trump said he's the father of the vaccine. We've covered all his hypocrisy against the Constitution. Constitution should be suspended, take the guns first, due process second. I mean, the guy is an actor. Make no mistake about it. But here's where it gets creepy as well. And the big picture of this beast system is Blackstone reaches $4.7 billion deal to buy Ancestry.com. This is a DNA playbook. We've played Israel on talking about AI and DNA and this power of domain. It changes us. Maybe I'll play that at the end. It's a DNA war. Trump getting the transhumanism coin. The queen doing her occult ritual with the triple helix. And programming, I covered in early days podcast, you've been programmed forever. Old school programming. This is mind controlism. Control. It's a con and it's a trolling you, controlling you. But I want to play a brief snippet of Bill Cooper, Behold the Pale Horse, of talking about this DNA war. He warned us. Let's roll it.
You read my book, Behold a Pale Horse. I would assume that at least some of you have. In there, I made a statement, I started to say, for which I was ridiculed and chastised and called a nut, but I was called a nut and ridiculed and chastised for everything that I wrote in that book. But I wrote in that book that the New World Order, the utopian socialists consider violent tendencies to be genetic. and that they would identify people who have these violent tendencies, and they would collect their genealogies, and sometime in the future, all of these people are just going to be wiped out right off the face of the earth. And that they would be collecting genetic samples and genealogies. Well, everybody said, you're nuts, they're never going to do this. Well, I wasn't nuts, and I'm not nuts. What I said was absolutely correct. It's true, you can look for a law sometime in the future that will mandate that doctors take tissue samples and turn them in to these genetic databases on anybody who has any kind of contagious disease. And they'll say that the reason is to find out if there is a predisposition to contagious diseases, and they want to have this on database so that they can know what segment of the population is going to be infected by swine flu in the year 2020, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You watch, it's going to happen. Just like what I wrote my book years and years and years ago and I've been warning you about, it's happening right now. Don't sit there and shake your head no. People who have a tendency to say that I don't know what I'm talking about usually end up...
Blackstone, involved in the DNA database, supports Trump. It's just interesting, my friends. Now, let's peel back the onion with Trump recently praying to a dead rabbi. Will Trump Noah Hyde you? This is from Wine Press News, a Christian news organization. Resurfaced video shows Trump calling for the death penalty to punish anti-Semitism. ADL urged Congress to pass FISA Act to protect Israel. There are laws on the book already for this. And my family history, right? I've talked about this multiple times, how my great-grandfather and family were wiped out by Lenin in Russia. He was a Baptist preacher. And Lenin, one of his first laws that he enacted was no anti-Semitism. So does history repeat itself? Are we going through a Bolshevik revolution here, but yet we're getting played by both sides? Trump says death penalty, a proper punishment for anti-Semitism in America, Natural News. It's crazy. I think this has to do with Noahide laws, though. My friends will prove that out. But let's go a little bit deeper. Trump is praying to a dead rabbi. Rabbi Schneerson was considered the Jewish Messiah by some of his followers and hoped for a second coming. This is the same Chabad Lubavitch organization in their corporate headquarters that had the tunnel and the bloody mattress. I'm going to play a video that will shock you coming up. So former President Trump marks October 7th with prayer to visit this rabbi. But what does the Bible say about praying to dead people? There should not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire. This is reminds me of abortion, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. So why are these people praying to Schneerson? They think he's the Messiah. They want to bring him back. There's Trump praying to, sprinkling something or putting something on Schneerson's grave. It's creepy. It's flat out creepy. Now, so the backstory is he went and prayed to this rabbi because of October 7th. So what does this famous rabbi say about October 7th? Let's play it. His own words, his own connection. And we've covered this multiple times.
A joke. The whole world is shocked. How is it possible? Where was the army? The army did not start to respond at least 4 hours until already hundreds of people were murdered. Everyone is in shock. I spoke to a few people who used to be in intelligence. They say if a mouse would touch the fence, 20 jeeps will get there in less than a minute. This is how strict it used to be. It has to be an inside job. See? Cannot be.
Take a snapshot of the screen and plug that into YouTube. This video, there's an IDF soldier testimony as well that used to work on that line. And I've covered 3 or 4 people from the IDF military as well. They said this smells. And We've covered The Economist magazine with the gliders, multiple predictive programming with The Economist magazine that supposedly is owned by the Rothschilds, that supposedly owns the Federal Reserve Bank. But this same rabbi will say billions of people need to die that are idol worshipers, including Christians. So Trump's praying to Sneerson, his grave. But what is Chabad Lubavitch? What did they say about Noah laws that Trump signed? Do not profane God's oneness in any way. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, that's idol worship. Do not profane God's oneness in any way. The Trinity, those that believe in that, done. Acknowledge that there is a single God who cares about what we are doing and desires that we take care of his world. This is on Chabad, who President Trump was just praying to, necromancy. And it gets more nefarious. Because you're not getting raptured out of here, my friends. A pastor I really like just said, hey, Jesus comes as a thief in the night, right? That Bible scripture. And he said, that's a specific event. But then if you really go back into Revelation, type in thief, Revelation, and look, type in thief, search thief in the book of Revelation. Just search thief. So you never know the day or the hour. Christ comes back as a thief in the night, but then you go and look at thief in the book of Revelation, similar copy is after the mark of the beast is given. Go check it out. I mean, it's hermeneutics. You're going to be here, my friends. No, thief in the night is not a pre-trib rapture. I'm sorry. All right, Revelation 20, verse 4, and I saw the thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ and for the word of God, in which he had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Trump's praying to a Chabad rabbi who they think, some think, is the Messiah to bring him back, that says you cannot worship Jesus Christ. Let's let these rabbis talk a little bit through this. And I'm going to tell you, this guy right here, this rabbi, is at the UN. The UN is involved in this.
Of the individual, briefly, the Noahide Code, we could spend an hour or days here talking about each law. And it's not just these laws, it governs laws between fellow man. It has to do with how you conduct business, how you say good morning to your neighbor. It has to do with a whole range of laws, visiting the sick, burying the dead, etc., which are not included in these laws. These are like the Ten Commandments, which are a basis, which from this many laws and common law, and by the way, British law or Western law is based on this. On this, from the Mosaic law, it comes from Eurocrates. It's a whole nother subject. We could spend a whole nother afternoon on that, but we're not going to go into that. We're just going to briefly go through what they are, and you can do your own research at your own time. The first one is to believe in one God.
When the world was repopulated after the flood with Noah, God gave 7 laws called the Noahide laws. This is the bedrock of any civilization that were to exist. And the Rebbe pleaded, if only the United Nations will go back to the basics and empower their nation to adopt the 7 Noahide laws, then this world would be a very different world, and perhaps we wouldn't have lost 150 million lives that we have lost in the last 200 years. So I ask every nation that's here, everyone that's listening, consider taking the 7 Noahide laws back to the basics and apply it to real daily life, and we will see a world difference.
Under the Affordable Care Act, death by guillotine is an actual inclusion for the use in capital punishment. Just as the Noahide laws were classified under an education bill, death by beheading by guillotine is classified under medical code ICD-9E-978. Just another way to treacherously hide a deadly and diabolic scheme against most law-abiding Americans. This is a reality that has existed for a while now and is law. In a predominantly Christian nation, this is an amazing evil, and I believe it will be used in all its treachery in the very near future.
The Talmud, which means the Jewish rabbis, through oral tradition, manufactured the Noahide laws out of thin air. They didn't come from the Bible. They didn't come from God. They came from the Jewish rabbis who wrote the Talmud. Every president since Jimmy Carter in 1978, including Donald Trump, has signed this public law installing Noahide laws and Shabbatism in the United States. Every single president, Democrat or Republican, since 1978 has signed this document instituting Noahide laws and Shabbatism in America. Here's some things you need to know. Jewish Noahide law calls for the death of anyone practicing idolatry, blasphemy. Pause. What was the charge the Sanhedrin brought against Jesus? Blasphemy. According to Shabbatism, every Gentile commits idolatry, no matter what his form of worship, unless he converts to Judaism.
But the seven Noahide laws, unlike what most people think, it's not only seven laws, it's seven of those specific laws, plus all of the laws in the Torah that are common sense, anything that's common sense. So for example, in the Torah it says that you have to respect your mother and your father. That's not one of the seven Noahide laws, but obviously it's common sense. In order for us to have a civilized people, whether they're Jews or Gentile, obviously we have to respect our parents. It's common sense. Same thing goes with anything else that's common sense. In reality, the Noahide laws are somewhere around 60 laws.
Every normal Jew knows a Reform person is a clown. Every person knows it. If a person tells you, I'm a Reform rabbi, what do you expect? It could be a goy, non-Jew, rabbi. Go to Manhattan, see who the Reform rabbis are. Korean, this, Chinese. People that have nothing to do with Judaism. They made themselves rabbi. They went to university, learned Judaism. The Reform takes everyone, no problem. Or a gay, living with a boyfriend, married to his husband. He can be a rabbi, a criminal like this. This is a joke. Most people understand.
You have 6 billion idol worshippers who makes God angry every second of their life. Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Tibet, Nepal, Thailand. So many. India alone is 500 million. China is 2 billion. So many, 2 billion Christians, which are idol worshippers, between Chinese, Indian, Hindus, Buddhists, and Christian, at least 6.5 billion people are idol worshippers that, according to the Torah, do not have the right to live. Idol worshipper goy, it's death penalty. Not only Jews, even a goy who bow down to an idol, who believe in JC, deserve death penalty.
And we covered the woman in the book of Revelation. When you really use hermeneutics, this is our ministry's point of view. There are a lot of great scholars that have different points of view, but it says the woman is the great city. Then you look at the great city, let the Bible define the Bible, is where they crucified Christ, called Sodom in Egypt. They didn't crucify Christ in Rome. And yes, Jerusalem has seven hills. The Antichrist will come and be the Jewish Messiah. That's how this is going to play out, my friends. We need to pray Jews get saved, that the scales of their eyes are peeled back, that they have their Saul moment, where Saul then became Paul and wrote many of the books of the Bible. That's what we're dealing with. And I don't think God's done with the Jews because of Zechariah 12 and 14. Some will come to Christ. So let's get into Chabad Lubavitch again. This is crazy. We covered the tunnels that were exposed and the bloody mattress and the very, very creepy baby toys in the tunnel. There was a high chair down there. I mean, six weird stuff. So what does this Jewish man that's part of this organization say? You can't make this up. It's beyond creepy.
Too long. There was one more viral image going around, and this is the one everyone's been talking about. Is this, Dirk just pulled up on screen, stained mattress that was pulled out of the tunnel being carried by members of the synagogue. So there's a lot of crazy conspiracy theories. I don't want to go down any tasteless rabbit holes. But David, if you could explain, why was there a mattress in the tunnels and what is a stain? A lot of folks are wondering, is this stain feces?
No, it's not feces.
What
the
is
stain
it?
Is blood, and basically we did rituals. I said that before. There were some rituals that we do in the tunnels. And sometimes the rituals might involve someone who recently died, and we'll bring them down there. And we're trying to do a ritual to bring back the Messiah, which is a Schneerson, if you heard about him on the news. So he died many years ago. But we have rituals that we believe we can bring him back. And so...
So how do these rituals
work? Was that the main guy who was sort of instructing on the tunnels?
Well, that was a long time. He's the head rabbi, and he's the guy that look for direction.
Mm.
Right, and the news was saying that he is potentially not passed on.
Right, that's right. So we don't know that, so we try to do rituals to try
to
bring him
back.
Correct, exactly.
So how do these, can you explain the rituals and why does it involve a mattress?
I don't want to go into the details of the rituals, but basically we don't put the body on the floor. We put the body on the mattress, and sometimes we might make an incision somewhere on the body, and a little bit of blood will come out. But I don't want to go into the details.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, you mentioned when we talked on the phone that you brought a book with you. Yes.
Yes, this is the type of book I bought, and this is the type of book that describes different types of rituals and things of that nature.
So how does that, can you explain the book?
Well, it's too detailed to go through the book. You know, it's a detailed book, but I suggest if you have a chance and you want to get the book, you can read it.
The Book of Living and Dying.
Yes, the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying.
So where did you guys learn? You guys use this for the rituals? Is this an ancient Judaism thing?
No, we use some different books, and this is one of the books.
Hmm. So how did you learn of this, though?
Again, through other members.
Okay. And you don't want to get into the ritual at all? So you're laying someone who are these bodies that you're putting on the mattress?
These are basically members of the synagogue who recently passed away.
Oh. So they're dead.
Right. They're already dead.
Oh.
You missed that part, Tony?
I didn't know if there were people sacrificing their lives or something.
No, they're not sacrificing their lives. They died of natural causes. And before you bury them in a cemetery, you basically bring them down.
Into the tunnel.
For a ritual. That's it. It's more like it's not something spoken about, okay? But you can understand. Just like other religions or something, when someone dies, they might keep the body in a house for a couple
days. Can do that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Same idea. So it would be no...
Weird witchcraft. I mean, it's sick stuff. This is who Trump's praying to? Personally, I think, and I've covered this before, Trump is compromised by Epstein, who the evidence was a Mossad agent, is overwhelming. But besides that, our country has just gone perverted. And has a spirit of madness. What type of president? I mean, I'm 55. What type of president would talk about somebody's Johnson? It's pathetic.
Come here. I'm going to tell him the real story of Arnold. But Arnold Palmer was all man. And I say that in all due respect to women. And I love women. But this guy, this is a guy that was all man. This man was strong and tough, and I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh, my God, that's unbelievable. I had to say it. We have women that are highly sophisticated here, but they used to look at Arnold as a bad, but he was really something special.
Country's gone mad. All right. I thought this was an interesting point by Owen Schroyer about a drill. I've always told my listeners, if there's ever a drill, if you're ever in public and they say they're running a drill, run. It potentially could go live with a false flag, and people die with false flags. But I found this interesting, because what are they going to, are they going to switch votes? Are they just going to shut the grid down for chaos? Let's roll it.
Let's talk about what's happening in Atlanta on Election Day. The one city, the one county Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County, that could determine the fate of the 2024 presidential election. And it just so happens there is a Homeland Security Critical Infrastructure Conference and drill happening in Atlanta, Georgia, in Fulton County on the day of the election. 2024 Homeland Security Critical Infrastructure Conference, AFCEA Atlanta, AFCEA Atlanta. Homeland Security Conference on Critical Infrastructure happening November 6th and 7th, 2024. With a large-scale cybersecurity exercise on November 5th, 2024, that is Election Day. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security works to strengthen critical infrastructure security and resilience by generating greater understanding and actions across the partnership landscape. Oh, yeah, the Department of Homeland Security with a wide-open border that won't even fortify our power grid. Okay. This is achieved by working with private and public infrastructure stakeholders to resolve infrastructure security and resilience knowledge gaps, inform infrastructure risk management decisions, identify resilience building opportunities and strategies, and improve information sharing among stakeholders through a collaborative partnership approach. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency leads the effort to enhance the resilience of the nation's physical and cyber infrastructure by bringing resources to your fingertips. Only working together can we defend against today's threats and collaborate to build secure and resilient infrastructure for the future. Now, very above board, I'm sure. And they want you to know that one of their mission statements of the nonprofit is diversity and inclusion. Diversity and inclusion. So
I wonder if they're just going to switch the votes, shut the grid down, switch the votes, pure chaos, pure civil war, because this is starting to actually show up.
Voted in the Watts settlement election. I voted for one president, checked it on the video screen. When I got the paper ballot, it had the other candidate's name on it. Check your paper ballots, everybody.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Lucas Clark, and I voted here at White Settlement Library in Fort Worth. I was in line for about 45 minutes, and there were two people that came out and said that their ballots were changed. So everybody check, double check and print it out loud.
Thank you.
They go in there and they vote, and once they print out their ballot, it's different. So,
thank you very much, sir.
I thought Navigating the Lies really had an articulate way to sum this up that we've been talking about for at least 2 years of this fake right-left nonsense. Evil's being exposed by design, and there'll be a false light to take it over, but ultimately it'll be this AI god technology interface that will rule us all. It won't be stopped unless God decides to stop it. But I just thought this was interesting. Don't rise up to fight the overt tyranny like much of the alt media's Masonic shills say we must do. If you plan on stepping in to fight violence with violence, the elitist ruling class have you right where they want you, just like January 6th. I had a dream that was a trap. I was going to actually go and protest. I had a dream it was a trap. His next words, it's a trap. The wicked believe that in order for the age of false light to come about and for the utopia, which is really dystopia, to come to existence, our current system must be dismantled. Hence why so much corruption is currently being exposed. Exactly right. There is an agenda behind the exposure. The intent is for us to rise up in resistance like fashion, tear down the evil government systems and usher in a good Luciferian New World Order while worshiping the one who helps bring it about. Us rising up and acting off emotion is a part of their master plan. Our battle is not one of the flesh. Our battle has always been spiritual. The Lord will deliver his people from evil, just as it's stated in Psalm 69. Stay in prayer. Get rid of your habitual sin. Walk in the spirit. Do not entangle yourself with this world. You can see it. You can see the script on both sides. I mean, it is. One side, you just have pure communism, and the other is just trickery. Trump calling to censor the net. Trump, the father of the poison poke, defiling the DNA that is you. Trump says, takes the guns first, due process second. Trump pushing biometrics for these illegal aliens coming in. Trump calling it freedom cities versus 15-minute cities. It's sly. The RNC run by his relative praying to a demon, having the pyramid with their faces up on the capstone. Do you have eyes to see how this is all orchestrated? I mean, it's orchestrated. Our job is to save souls, my friends. And a listener sent me this scripture. I thought it was really good. We need to pray. Jews get saved. Muslims get saved. Everybody gets saved. That their eyes are open. Our friends, family members. But I thought this was great. John 16:2, which reads, they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And I think this will be Christians as well. Christians that are deceived. Thank you for your support, my friends. Pray on it. And obviously defend yourself. If it gets crazy, you have the right to defend yourself. Thank you.